I do, you know, wholeheartedly support GSA's central role as a procurement entity for the federal government. That makes a lot of sense. I think what GSA is trying to figure out is where does integrations fit vis-a-vis its GSA schedule program as well. Integrations is going to have both, as proposed, we'll have information technology and professional services across the board, you know, and somewhat mirror GSA schedules. So the question is, I think they're trying to, is it in the business case analysis, is there room for both? That's what they're trying to address at this point.
Gotcha. I mean, the obvious criticism always of cost reimbursement contracts is they shift all of the risk to the government. But what kind of risks will agencies have to deal with if this happens? Is it worth it? And in what scenarios do those kinds of contracts make sense?
Well, yeah, cost reimbursement contracting is a tool in the toolbox for the government, and it has its upsides, it has its downsides. I mean, the risk you're asking about is, will those costs, you know, somehow spiral out of control? And cost reimbursement contracts are typically used when, you know, the government cannot fully define its requirements. There's uncertainty in performance. And the question there is, once you get it awarded, do you find additional work that needs to be done, or somehow does it spiral out of control? And to sort of handle that or address that, on the flip side, is the government will use incentive fees or award fees to try to address and incentivize a contractor controlling costs, to try to avoid that situation where, you know, cost builds on costs and it somehow spirals out of control. But to me, the key to saving money for the government, and again, just because cost reimbursement is a tool in the toolbox, just like fixed price, just like time and material, is the government needs to focus on improving its requirements development. That is the key to saving money. If you do better requirements development, you can actually do statements of work. You can do fixed-price contracts. You did award it on a competitive basis. You know, that is fundamentally, from my perspective, where the government could save a lot of money.
So one of the questions GSA seems to be asking, and they posted this in a blog post a couple weeks ago, is industry, what incentives are you looking for to continue to do good work for the government? Any ideas you want to throw in there? What incentives would entice industry?
Well, there are a host of incentives already, so whether they're negative or not, you know, there's past performance measures that the government will consider the next time it goes out to compete. If a contractor hasn't done a great job, that goes into a record that contracting officers can review. But fundamentally, at time of performance, if you're going to use the cost reimbursement contract, an incentive fee, as I mentioned, is typically an objective measure where, you know, if the contractor is performed successfully and is able to control costs, they'll get more of the fee. So losing those objective measures, the government can incentivize cost control and, you know, along with superior performance. There are award fees, which is different than incentive fee. An award fee is much more subjective analysis, and there are benchmarks. It's a little more squishy. You know, I think the incentive fee approach is one that the government more likely will look at if they're going to use cost reimbursement, particularly in the area of support services.